Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Battle is in the Mind, Already in Progress.
A man had moved in with his granddaughter. And him and his granddaughter, over the next few years, had two children. And he went to the granddaughter and tried his best to get her to move out, and she would not. And tried to get this man to not move in with his granddaughter, but he wouldn't listen. So they moved in. They're living together, not married. They've had two children in the last few years. And the other day, he was out in West Texas working on an oil rig, and he had a... Some of you men know what a 24-inch crescent looks like, right? About that long. You've seen some of those. He had put that big wrench on a nut, and it was on a shaft, and somebody hit the starter on a machine, and that wrench come running around like this. Whoop! And the tail of that wrench hit him right in the mouth, knocked all his teeth out, broke all his bones, just pulverized his mouth. Why did that happen? Because he's living in sin. Guarantee God is going to get this man's attention. He's going to hurt him. He's already hurt him. You know, when people say, you know, I don't think God would do something like that. Well, let me tell you, he will. And he will judge you, and you won't like it, I guarantee. You know, if you want to walk in obedience to his word, because just like that brother said there a while ago, the curse causes cannot come to rest. Proverbs 26:2. The curse causeless. The curse is sickness and disease. It can't happen without you sinning. God will not discipline you unless he has a reason. So don't give him a reason. In fact, that Psalms 2, the last couple of verses, let's go to Psalms 2 and let me show you what the Lord says he'll do. I know most people don't believe this, but I want you just to look at this. Psalms 2, the last two verses. Yeah, the last two verses. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that but they put their trust in him. That's kind of a scary verse, isn't it? Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. Give him a kiss. Tell him you love him. Lest he be angry and you perish from the way. Do you want God to kill you? I don't. Do I want him to love me? Yes. Does he love me? Yes, he loves me. But when you were raising your children, did you love your children? I love mine too. But did you have to spank them once in a while? Oh, my goodness. Did you have children too, sir? Oh, you didn't have no children? You have children?
You bet.
Did you ever have to spank one of them?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you just like me. You had to do it. Didn't want to, but you had to, right?
You're lying.
They drive you over the brink once in a while, don't they?
Absolutely.
But see, that's the same way we are with God. The only difference between us and men, we usually don't go near as far as God does. You know, I can see there's times in my life when I've known men that didn't do nothing for God for 20 years or 30 years. And then all of a sudden the sickness and disease comes upon them when they're 20 or 30 years out. But they're okay the rest of the time. But numbers, I'm going to show you a verse that causes lots of men to be sick. And when this usually comes upon them, you usually cannot get them healed. It's John 15:2. John 15:2. When men do not produce any fruit for the kingdom of God, look what John 15:2 says. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may be bring forth more fruit. How many branches that don't produce any fruit get cut off? Every one of them. I have seen many men in my life, most of them are around 50, 60 years old, that for 10, 20, or 30 years, they just went to church, but that's all they did. They didn't tithe. They didn't worship the Lord. That when they're singing, they're standing back there, you know, like this, you know. No, nothing. Nobody's thinking about praising the Lord. They're not producing any fruit for the kingdom. They don't talk to you about Jesus. Never. They won't witness. They're afraid they might offend somebody. They don't realize, you know, that when you're talking about Jesus, if you offend somebody on earth, if you're not offending them, you're offending God. I'd a whole lot rather offend them than God. Hadn't you? But most of the men that have met that criteria, when they get sick and afflicted with something, as a rule, you can't get them healed. They have committed a sin unto death. And you can pray for them, you can anoint them with oil, you can do everything you want to do. And sometimes you just can't get them healed. But sometimes you can. Sometimes you stay with it, you can get them healed. Now, I'm going to show you some ways to get healed. Just a few verses. Let's go where we're right there in John. Let's go to John 15:7. John 15:7. Look at this scripture. If you abide in me. Now, see, this is a requirement. There's a requirement. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done for you. Now, think about that, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a son or a daughter of God and you're reading His Word every day, meditating on His Word every day, if you're doing that, what did He say you could ask for?
Anything.
What does that cover, brother?
Everything.
I'm telling you, isn't that awesome to have a God that can make you a statement like that?
Amen.
All you got to do is be an obedient son.
Right.
That's pretty easy to do, isn't it? Yeah. So if we walk in obedience to His Word, then if we have anything serious we need to ask Him for, like for instance when my granddaughter got killed in that car wreck, that's the verse I used to ask the Lord to bring her back from the dead. And He did. He brought her back from the dead. I mean, isn't it amazing? So what kind of limitations did God give you?
None.
If you walk in obedience to His Word, none. That's right, none. I just stand in awe when I look at something like this. Let's go to John 14:12. John 14:12, 13, and 14. I want you to look at this and see what you think about this scripture. John 14:12. Truly, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Now, are you and me believers in Jesus?
Yes.
Okay, so this is for us. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. What kind of a promise is that? What can we get done with those verses? There's no limitations to what we can get done. He that believeth on me, the works that I do. Well, name me a few works that Jesus done. What did he do? Did he cast out demons?
Yes.
Okay, so he told you could cast out demons. And more than one place. All right, he said you can cast out demons. He said you can heal the sick. In other words, you can lay hands on people and they'll get well. Oh, just like those 10 or 11 ways that Jeff went over. Ways to heal the sick. Lots of different ways that you can do this. It's amazing the things that we can do. Did Jesus control the weather? You know, if you see a storm coming, a tornado, should you be afraid as a son of God?
No.
Or a daughter of God? No, absolutely not. How much power and authority do you have over that thing? All. Oh, that's exactly right. Stand your ground. No, you shall not tear up my house in Jesus' name. Now get away. In fact, here a while back, we had a big storm down in Dallas coming through Grand Prairie and on up through there, and it was making its way across. And there was a friend of mine that's an insurance adjuster. He called me and said, Thurman, this is so-and-so. I said, oh, brother, how you doing? He said, you watching the news? I said, well, yes, I've just started looking, and I see there's some storms down south of Dallas and Fort Worth coming across Dallas. He said, yeah, and I called to ask you, please be sure and don't pray. I said, why do you want me not to pray? He said, Thurman, I'm an insurance adjuster. We need some business.
Oh,
You know how many times in my life I have spoken to storms and I saw them dissipate right before my eyes? Yeah, multiple times. Can you do the same thing?
Yes.
Did Jesus control the storms?
Yes.
Did Jesus tell you, our boss, did he say you could do the same things even greater than he did? So why should we be afraid? You know, let me ask you this question. I know some of you girls in this room, and even maybe some of you men, if I were to throw a big old rat right out there in the middle of the floor, if I had him by the tail and I just threw him right out there and he started running, I guarantee some of you girls would be screaming and jumping up on the pew, and maybe even some of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how much dominion and authority do you have over that little mouse?
Oh. I don't want these to work.
Why are we so afraid? Why are we so afraid of these little things? You know, I mean, I don't understand it, you know, that here a while back I had moved a bunch of rock up there in the road when I was getting ready to pour some concrete, and I had several stacks of rocks about all this big, about that tall, and I went up there to move those out of the way so I wouldn't hit them with a mower, and as I started moving them, all these little mice began to run out of them. Those mice and little rats had nested in there, had babies in there. And so as they're running all over the place, you know, as they're running, I'm trying to stomp them and get them, because I want to try to get as many as I can. I'm trying to step on as many as I can. You know, and when you're stepping, stomping, you got loose britches on, all of a sudden one of them run right up at your leg, got right here in my leg. Then I just squeezed him right there, and then I say, shake him right out on the ground. I mean, why am I supposed to be afraid? He's just a mouse.
They're nasty.
You know, I mean, we don't know who we are. Who are you? Are you a son of God?
Yes.
Are you a joint heir with Christ?
Yes.
Is all things yours?
Yes.
Do you believe you can do what he said you can do?
Yes.
So what was he afraid of?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Just think. Just look at this verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Battle is in the Mind, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.